Good morning, good morning, good morning on this beautiful Thursday morning. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. With a new topic, prayer and task for today. Well, our topic for this morning is no more heels. No more heels. Not H-I-L-L-S, such as in a mountain, but no more heels, H-E-E-L-S. I'm sorry, H-E-E-L-S, as in high heel shoes. No more heels. And our scripture for this morning comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 5. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me go ahead and give you our announcements for this morning, because we have two very exciting things coming up this week. On this Sunday, June 25th, I will be ministering at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ in Miami, and the service starts at 3 p.m. So I will be ministering for the Usher Day anniversary program, and the theme is the heart of a servant. And then on tomorrow, Friday, which on this broadcast is known as Feel the Fire Friday, I will have a special guest in ministry, Mrs. Latasha Allen, who's going to be ministering to us on From Broken to Bountiful. She is going to teach us on how to persevere to overcome life's unsettling adversities. And I will tell you that I have known her since she was a little kid, and I can vouch for her journey, and you do not want to miss it. She's going to be very transparent, chronicling her story from being an unwed teenage mother and subsequently the loss of a child, which would not be that the teenage child, the child she had as a teenager, to now being married over 15 years. To her high school sweetheart, having built her God-given talents into a successful business, attained her bachelor's degree, opening a supper club ministry. She has her own blog, plus blogs for another professional blog. And now, to top it off, she's just releasing a new book and her daughter school soon. So you do not want to miss Latasha Allen. All of the information you need to attend the service, First Deliverance Church of God, Sunday at 3 p.m., and more information about Latasha is on our website at fire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, not T-H-E, but letter D, feeldfire.com. On our events page, learn more about me, the ministry, contact me, and hear any Morning Motivation broadcast missed on our website, thefire.com. There you go and get that information. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Book of Exodus, chapter 3, 5, and I am reading from EJV. And he said, meaning the Lord, draw not thy hither, put off thy shoes from off, for the place whereon thy stand is holy ground. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? No high heels. This week, the Lord has had on building up in a
a supernatural kind of faith. On Monday, he had me, the sky is the limit. Smash the glass ceiling of blessings. On Tuesday, do you have proficient and sufficient? The Bible didn't say the size of a mustard seed. And on yesterday, I found my hallelujah in you, the victory of confident and committed faith. If you missed those broadcasts, please go back and listen to them because they establish a foundation for today's teaching on our website at fieldoffire.com, the morning motivation page. Now, as I begin to prepare for this lesson, which the Lord just gave me this morning, I begin to say, well, you know what? I am a natural example of that type of faith, even in relation to this broadcast, because I started Morning Motivation on January 2nd of this year, and I only had 6 listeners when I started. Now here we are on June 22nd, just 6 months later, and we've amassed around 1,000 listeners in 6 different countries. No more high heels. So this morning, when the Lord gave me this topic, I really didn't know how it would apply to faith. But as I was getting out of my bed to get ready for the broadcast, I mistakenly pulled myself up with the leverage of my abdominal muscles only instead of utilizing proper body mechanics, and felt a sharp pain in my core, in other words, in my abdomen. And I just yelled out, no more high heels, even though I wasn't wearing any heels. So I said, that was strange. And then God showed me the analogy of the pain of that improper body mechanic to the pain a woman feels when she's in high heels for a long time on the wrong type of ground, and conveyed that into the fact that our shoes not only help cover and guard our feet, but they set the foundation for when, where, and how far we can go. You see, the wrong shoes at the wrong place or time can mess up a mighty good journey. Now that takes us back to what we read in Exodus 3 and 5, where the Lord was about to bring Moses into the fruition of his destiny of leading God's people, the children of Israel, out of the bondage of Egypt to the promised land. And as God spoke to Moses through the burning bush, or at that place of the burning bush, when Moses came forward to see that attraction, which was the burning bush, and he got to a certain point, the Lord said to him, remove your shoes because the place where you are standing is holy ground. And in Joshua 5 and 15, which I didn't read for time's sake, when Joshua was about to move forward into victory, then the commander of the Lord's army replied or instructed Joshua, take off your sandals, for the place you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. So the Lord let me see that it is important how you prepare your feet for the journey. Because you see, from a health standpoint, the functions of your feet are to ensure that your weight is transmitted properly. In other words, to help you maintain your balance, to ensure that you have the right posture. In other words, to help you stand or sit right, and to assist you in ambulation or with your journey. And of course, I am a registered nurse for 20 years, but you can also find this information at WebMD if you need it, webmd.com. And so I said, wow, look at that, Lord. A lot of times we don't really pay attention to our feet. Now, as women, We give the feet more attention now, especially because it's summertime, because we want to have our toes well manicured and looking good. But outside of that, we don't pay as much attention to our feet as we do to every other part of our body. Our hair has to be right. And I'm not just talking about women, but men as well. You know, for women, we got to have that makeup right, the lashes right. We need our eyebrows right. We need the makeup right. Men want that straight razor line for their mustache or their beard or their hairline. We make sure the clothing is right. Now, we will make sure that we got the shoes that they match. But then after that, really everything else is about our upper body. But what the Lord is letting us know is that to apply the faith that He's been teaching us about this week, you also got to make sure you got on the right shoes for the journey. Because if you don't have on the right shoes, which sometimes means even the absence of shoes, which shows that you are in a state of humility and deference to God, as Moses was when the Lord said, remove your shoes, because now what you're doing is standing in the presence of me. So show submission to my authority. You might not be prepared to walk out the journey of faith that God has placed before you in your life. There's something to be said about the right kind of shoes. There's something to be said about having high heels on when you're standing in muddy ground. Those types of heels won't let you go forward, but what they will do is impede your ability to move. And not only that, but they will sink you down into the stagnancy of staying in that place and requiring extra work to even move forward. No more high heels, no more improper body mechanics, no more being in the wrong place or being in the right place with the wrong shoes so that you cannot run this race strategically and successfully. No more high heels when they impede the journey. God has blessings in store for us. But if we're not going to be prepared, we will miss out. Now, our time is about to run out, so we have to go into prayer this morning. Wherever you are, I want you to get into your prayer closets as we prepare to talk with the Lord about this supernatural faith He's been teaching about all week long, and making sure that we place the proper attention to our shoes and our body mechanics spiritually and naturally. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. We just magnify you, Lord. You are so worthy. God, you are so worthy. And we thank you this morning. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you would create in us clean hearts, clean minds, clean spirits, clean plans, clean vision, clean living, clean relationships, so that we could run this race successfully that you have set before us. Now, Father, help us to understand the importance of our feet, not just anatomically and physiologically, but spiritually, to propelling us to the right place at the right time with the right levity, the right posture, the right weight, the right balance, and the right mechanics, so that when we get to where you have destined us, we are not sidelined by bunions, corns, and calluses. We're not sidelined by hamstrings and Charlie horses. We're not sidelined by tripping and falling, because our feet were not prepared with the gospel of peace to go to the place that you destined for us, because we pulled ourselves up utilizing improper body mechanics. Now, Lord, I pray this morning for everyone listening to this broadcast now and those who will listen later, that we will get ourselves in gear, that we will put forth the steps necessary to be prepared, those things including fasting and prayer, those things including reading your word, those things including going to church, being taught the word, Sunday school, Bible study, those things including tithing and offering, those things including praying with our families, setting the standards in our own lives, in our own homes, setting the standards on our own jobs, being a light, a city set on a hill, being the salt of the earth, soul winners, soul encouragers, soul savers, expanding the kingdom. Father, we just bless your name because you're such a mighty, mighty, mighty great God. And Lord, it is within your name. Everyone who's listening, let us all say, amen. Praise the Lord wherever you are. Just begin to thank him right now. Look down at your feet and say, feet, I'm going to put on the right shoes today to accomplish victory. Say it again. Feet, I'm going to put on the right shoes today to accomplish victory. Now stay in the spirit as I give an altar call. If you're listening to this broadcast and you are not saved, or you have backslidden, I want you to repeat after me now. Father, I repent of my sins in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now I confess, hallelujah, that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Make sure you're getting into a good Bible-believing church and continuing to join us on Morning Motivation so that you can grow in the Word. We welcome you to the family of the Lord. Now, our time has run out, so I want to remind everyone, first of all, just stay in the Spirit all day. Naturally and spiritually, making sure your feet are taking you where they're supposed to go because you've put on the right shoes. I remind everyone to go to the fieldthefire.com website. As I said, you will see the information about me ministering this Sunday at 3 p.m. You will see the information about our live guest, Latasha Allen, speaking on From Broken to Bountiful and all the things I've told you about her earlier on the website, on the events page of fieldthefire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. You can also share this broadcast. It will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern, so share it with at least two people and help someone else. Now, let me give you our task for today. Our topic for this morning was no more high heels. Your task for today is to ensure that your feet are shod with the proper shoes for wherever you got to go naturally and spiritually this morning so that you can walk into your destiny. All right, I will see you in the morning for Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern or hear it on our website after 8 a.m. Remember, God has blessed you. But you need the right shoes. No more high heels. See you in the morning with our guest, Latasha Allen. Have a great day. I love you.